Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and today, talking about the UCLA Bruins live from Atlanta, where we broadcast with our host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's going on, man? Talking about the Bruins in UCLA today. Going to be a fun show. Can't wait to talk about this team. Representing the Pac-12.
Yeah, absolutely. Pac-12 fans, stand up. Tell us in the comments, what do you think? And please make sure you share and follow 100 Yards of Football, because we're going to be bringing you the best information, as we always do, about football, college football, the Bruins, and everything really important about college and NFL football to you every single week. Day after day, we're pretty much here every day. So join us and make sure you listen to the podcast. Well, Mr. Logan Landers, the UCLA Bruins, what do we have to look forward to this season?
Yeah, man, this team's coming off a pretty solid 2021 season, 8-4 record overall, 6-3 in the Pac-12. They're almost out of the Pac-12, right? We all know them and USC. They're headed out in, I believe, 24, moving on to the Big Ten. So just a few more seasons here. But like I said, pretty good overall. In the bowl game, they didn't have one. They made it to one, but unfortunately, it got canceled. So they were not able to play due to COVID protocols. So it was a no-go. So coming into 2022, let's talk about this team led by, of course, we all know the head coach, Chip Kelly. We all know what this man's been doing for his whole career. It was a school that got a ton of applications, right? Just at the school, people wanted to see this football team play. Because we all know once you get a hot program, the applications go up, which means the school loves you even more. So Chip Kelly is definitely a popular figure out there for the Bruins. Let's talk about this team, the offense, the defense, who they're playing, and my final thoughts. Let's go with the offense first. Chip Kelly, we know, is a wizard. He's supposed to be putting up 1,000 points a game. And, man, when I say 1,000, they were getting kind of close against USC, right? They're a good team. They average a lot, and they average about 215 rushing yards a game, led the conference with about 36.5 points per game. So they were putting in work. And this team, the offensive line, it was all right. Wasn't nothing crazy, good in pass protection, but the ground game is really where they got it going. Like I said, about 215 rushing yards a game. That's insane. So offensive line doing its work. You did lose Sean Ryan. He is going to the Cheeseheads out there in Green Bay. Got drafted. Good for him. But you got to have some guys to step up in his place. Who's going to be looking good on that offensive line? It remains to be seen. You have Raekwon O'Neal coming over from Rutgers. You have John Gaines, who could also be getting in some work. And Duke Clemson, who are some guys who are potentially look out for to have some solid years this year. All veterans also, by the way. The running back core. They are deep. They are looking solid. You did lose Britton Brown. He's done. But you are getting former Michigan transfer Zach Charbonnet coming over. Ran for 1,137 yards, 13 touchdowns. So he is looking solid there. He's expected to be the running back number one. The depth behind him, a little bit shaky. We're not sure who's going to be in a little bit behind him in terms of two and three. You got Deshaun Merle, also a freshman, redshirt freshman. He could potentially see some playing time as well, so watch out for him. Like I mentioned, the ground game's going to get some help as well. from Dorian Thompson Robinson. So he is looking like the man who's going to be looking good. Kept it rolling. Good at the passing game. Threw for 2,409 yards, 21 touchdowns, and only 6 interceptions. So a pretty solid stat line for your quarterback. I mean, if Ethan Garbers is a backup as well, he threw for about 300 yards, 2 touchdowns last year, and just a little bit of time. But you got Justin Martin, who is going to be the next man up potentially in 2023, sitting the bench, learning the game, watching the film. So watch out for him. Not this year, but next year in 23, there's a lot of hype around that young man. Receiving core, they've got some good players, right? They got Kyle Phillips. He is gone. He went to the Tennessee Titans in the NFL. But you did get Jake Bobo, and who's coming over from Duke, caught 126 passes, 1,441 yards, and 3 touchdowns in a few seasons at Duke. He's coming on over. You got Cam Brown and also Kazmir Allen. There are some speedy guys. Give them the ball a little bit more, and I think they could really get things working. And also you have Jaden Marshall, UCF Knight former, Titus Makoa Atamala. They're all going to be major players off rip. Also, you got to replace Greg Dulcich. That's going to be a bit of an issue, right? We all know he went to the Broncos. But you've got Jack Peterson, who's going to be coming over. You've got Michael Ezeki as well. He had a 3-catch touchdown performance in 21. So I think the tight end might be a little bit of an issue for now. As for the team, I expect the running backs to be great. I expect the quarterback play to be phenomenal. And the receiving core is going to be solid. And the tight end is a little bit shaky. But overall, I think that we all know that Chip Kelly is known for working around offenses, getting his team to maximum efficiency regardless of the personnel. So I expect another really solid offensive outing in 22 for this team. On to the defensive side of the ball. Defense was – it was okay, right? Nothing too crazy. Wasn't the best, wasn't the worst, just kind of in the middle. They allowed under 400 yards a game, and but they do need to work on the passing game. Conference high, 260 yards per game in the air, and they were not that good at allowing or at people converting third downs. They were getting them at a 44% clip, so you got to work on that this upcoming year. And there's going to be a lot of switching up, right? A lot of guys with the transfer portal moving around, a lot of guys with some new roles, some good vets. So it's going to be interesting, right? You got a new defense coordinator, Bill McGovern. He's going to try and get things rolling his first season. But you are having a disadvantage already because you're losing some of your top tacklers. That is a tough blow, regardless of who the team is. Pass rush was all right, right? They got about 2 sacks a game. It needs to be a little bit more, though, if they want to step up in their defense. You have Gabriel and Grayson, right? The Murphys coming over from North Texas. They were pretty solid there. Gabriel, 71 tackles, 12 sacks, 17 and a half tackles for loss the last 2 seasons. Grayson, 57 tackles, 11 and a half sacks, and 18 and a half tackles for loss. Those dudes are going to be a force to be reckoned with in some big, better competition. So we'll see how they can convert. You also have Bo Calvert, a vet, led the team in sacks last year. He's going to be looking good. And then you get a transfer, a smart man, mind you, from Harvard, 6'3", 277, Jacob Skies. A super speedy interior rusher. Came off a really good year last year, 56 tackles, 7 sacks with the Ivy League. Looking good there. Next thing, you also have Jay Toa, a good get for USC as well. UCLA, who's going to look good. And in the linebacking court, you got Darius Masawa coming over from Hawaii. He was really good. Mountain West, one of the best players last year in that conference. And he's going to be, people suspect, one of the best tacklers in the Big 12 this year, the Pac-12 this year, so we'll see how they can do. The secondary, this is where things get a little interesting, because secondary last year, it wasn't too good. It was pretty rough. Like I mentioned, they gave up a lot of yards through the air. So you have Stephen Blaylock, good tackling safety, right? He's solid, but you did lose Quentin Lake, and also lead tackler Quantwez Knight. It's going to be a bit of an issue, right? And I think you have Aziz Hearn coming over from the from Wyoming. He'll be roaming around. But I think the secondary could be a little bit iffy this year for sure. But looking at this team, I expect the offense to do what it's been doing, right? Put a bunch of points, a lot of yards, and be efficient each and every single position or possession. As for the defense, could be a little bit wonky, could be some bright moments, some dark moments, kind of like last year, I think, and losing some guys as well. It's going to be tough, but some keys to success, like I said, you got to just ramp up the speed. You got to get things rolling, and they are a fast scoring team. They get a bunch of points in a hurry. And as for the defense, man, I think it's really just the main thing they got to work on is the pass defense. That's the big kind of just red flag for this team. You can't allow over 200 plus yards per game. You know, in running game, the pass game, you can't allow a lot, especially in this crowded and just super talented conference they're in. So you've got to get things going. And I think they can. So looking at the schedule, who they're playing, week one, you got Bowling Green, Alabama State, South Alabama, Colorado, Washington, Utah, Oregon, Stanford, Arizona State, Arizona, USC, and the last game of the year is against California. So I think it's going to be a decent season for this team, for the Bruins. I think that they're going to have another successful season, obviously another winning season under their belt. I expect a pretty similar record to last year, maybe 8 to 9 wins, potentially 10 if things go right, and it depends on how this defense really steps up. But another solid season for the Bruins. I think they're going to look really well, and definitely a fun team to watch this upcoming 2022 season.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
I think so too. And another thing is being out there in UCLA at that stadium and, you know, and just hanging out. What a great place to do your tailgating. What a great group out there. Yeah, bringing in some Harvard guy. Like, I really think that this is amazing. I'm really excited to see what the Bruins are going to do. And for all of the people watching, tell us in the comments, what do you think about UCLA this year? What do you think the Bruins are going to do this year? And what is the real big competition? What is it they need to be really looking out for? Put it in the comments. And if you're watching our live show, of course, thank you. And if you're listening to our podcast, thank you again. Our podcast has over 1,000 episodes. We bring it to you every single week, and we just love to interact with you. So all of our UCLA Bruin fans over on our podcast, please also drop us a line, subscribe on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts or wherever you love to listen to podcasts, and let us know, what do you think? Drop us a review, give us a thumbs up or a follow or whatever is you know, the thing for your podcast network. So thank you so much, Mr. Logan Landers, for that incredible preview of the UCLA Bruins. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another live episode. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.